evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night. I believe we're 12-10 of the 2020 principle. And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you this. We are at a crossroads. We're at a point. We're at a point in time where a lot of stuff could be getting ready to go down. I'll tell you, I just was told of just a couple minutes ago, as a matter of fact, that Site R in Pennsylvania is extremely active. That's the Raven's Rock, you know, the deep underground base where it's like the it's got the shadow government is in it. And I also heard that in the South Carolina area that some people are on alert. They're on alert for a possible war, on alert. I don't know other than that exactly all the stuff going on, but I can tell you I've also seen in the last hour or two from thanks to Big Mac, basically that there was some stuff showing a train, a military train in Montana that just went on and on and on and on, flatbed, you know, cars with tanks, Humvees, bulldozers, medical truck, all the different accoutrements, okay? We also, here's the situation here is that I was told the other day that on December the 7th, old Captain K out there in Coronado said it was like all of a sudden a genius got an idea that holy shmoly, we might get hit again with our carriers. There were three carriers in port, and they went out to sea immediately. Just like kaboom, they went out to sea. Now, what I'm telling you is that I think that there's a possibility that somebody finally woke up after they burned the ship down in the shipyard, in the port out there. Where it was under construction, they blew it up, burned it down to the, you know, basically, and destroyed it. And then how on the East Coast, there was a ship that went out, and then all of a sudden, it was dead duck in the water, all right? And so then now we've got the scenario where on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, somebody says, uh-oh, maybe we got the Red Chinese ready to hit us again and take on our carriers. We better get them out to sea. Because here's the situation. Let's see. There, the USS Carl Vinson went out, but it returned after a day. And my source said he doesn't ever recall for the last 35 years of an aircraft carrier ever leaving port for one day, but there you go, it happened. Also, when the carriers went out, their jets did not fly out to go on to the carriers. So that portends that the jets, the fighters on base, on land, were within striking distance of protection of the carriers. And then all up and down the coast, we've had all kind of planes flying on little racetracks to watch for submarines. That I've been given that information today. There is stuff moving all over the place inside the United States. And let's see here. I'm getting more information comes in all the time. You know, there's all kind of stuff going on. Let's see. Okay, I'm just getting some information. So anyway, we're talking about this possibility then also of the F-16 being taken out in Michigan. And I will tell you this, is that certain things that have been told that the Vinson was up around the Oregon border or whatever up in there are not really necessarily the point because it already had come back to the North Island area. And so it's just a lot of fog of war and a lot of just, you know, information going back and forth. Now, I do believe there's a possibility in the training accident, the F-16 out of Michigan going down. I believe that that is a strong possibility because we've watched over the years the Russians and the Red Chinese have the electromagnetic weapons that can pop, take our planes out of the sky, really lickety-split. Maybe some of the new stuff they can't, but the F-16s and other things. Then I would remind you that I've been taken off the air a number of times over the years, and I'm talking about the electromagnetic pulse activity to take out our planes, the USS Donald Benson on several occasions, the carrier group that went out to sea a few years back, from Virginia, and then it was delayed going out because the admiral of the carrier group would not let it go out because the aegis was not right. And then when they went out, they had started having problems with the aegis system again, and then also that was with the upgrades, and then also having problems with the actual engines and what have you, and they had to limp into port up into England back in Great Britain in those days, back a few years ago, and get that fixed. So there seems to be a capability already in use by the Russians and the Red Chinese that the United States is either not using or is not able to defend against. I also recall telling you way back when about the Navarre Beach. Navarre Beach is very near to Eglin Air Force Base. But you remember there were the two helicopters. Witnesses on shore there said that the two military helicopters were just right off the coast, off Navarre Beach there, and it's like they flew into a green electronic fog. A green electronic fog. One of the copters was able to power out of that area. The other started laboring and then went down hard and into the ocean, and basically it was taken out completely. We had the F-16s out of South Carolina back a few years ago where they were coming out of South Carolina, and then boom, all of a sudden, training incident again, of course, but all of a sudden they just fall out of the sky and dropped into the Georgia woods. So this thing is telling me that there is on the verge of war. And this thing is letting me know that we're just about ready to go against Iran. And if you go against Iran, then you're going against China, Red China, and you're also going against Russia because both of them have treaties with Iran. So we got the B-52s over there, which went over last week, and then now that's being announced that they're to deter any Iranians from going in and attacking Israel or attacking our troops in the Middle East and Bahrain or whatever. But ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business, and I don't know if people really understand it because there's not hardly a thing on television about it. Although we do have the thing on TV, which finally is coming to fruition, is we've got all of the information about the Red Chinese spies. You know, bang, bang, and all that, you know, bang, 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 and swallow well. You know, I mean, it's like this stuff, you just can't make it up. And then Pelosi today saying she's not worried about him. Of course she's not, because Pelosi, the pellet chip, was in where when the Wuhan virus, pops up? She was in Chinatown saying, oh, come on down to Chinatown. We love the Chinese people. Remember all of that. So we're at a scenario here where you're going to hear this, that, and the other, but I'm going to tell you, it's a very dangerous time, very dangerous time. The F-16, the official story says that it basically crashed during routine training flight. 115th Fighter Wing out of Wisconsin. We also, all kind of stuff going on with the quakes. All sorts of stuff going on with the quakes all over. And, it's just, I'm getting some information here. The stuff that goes on is going on in the background, and I'll have to get back to that later. I just got that from a source. But anyway, we've got scenarios where there's possibility of a large number of Red Chinese troops in Canada, also in Mexico. Yesterday, one of the loony balloons, the Google alleged Google balloons were really Red Chinese command and control. And for all of you people in the U.S. military and in the NSA, not the ones that are loosied up, because there's a whole lot of people in the top slots that are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer and are on board with the CIA and the Red Chinese. The CIA and the Red Chinese, the FBI and the Red Chinese, the demon commie rats and the Red Chinese, China Joe and Commissar Kamala, the Red Chinese. So there's a lot of people would just allow and basically give it all up. Trudeau has made the deal. And incidentally, Canada's had the deal with the Red Chinese for quite some time, for a long period of time. And there's been Chinese troops that were based way up in the northeast part of Canada, all right, years and years and years ago. Do you remember the U.S. Admiral, the Mustang Admiral, that supposedly suicided himself because he wore a wrong medal or ribbon from the Vietnam era that he should not have had on his chest of all the, ribbons and medals and all the stuff. And that supposedly was the reason why he suicided himself back during the days of the Clinton. Well, what it really was, allegedly at that time, was that he had discovered that U.S. Navy vessels during the Clinton era were used to ferry troops, Red Chinese troops, onto islands in Canada. And when he started to do something about it, they took him out. They took the Mustang Admiral out. I mean, this is older history, but I'm going to tell you, this stuff just goes on and on. And if you recall also that Slick Willie, or Hillary, she had, remember all the Chinese stuff that she got, all of the Chinese money she got, and then she had to give it back. And you go back to Slick Willie when he became the president. Do you remember the restaurant, the North Little Rock Chinese restaurant, where they're funneling all kind of money to Slick Willie, the Red Chinese, and that when they got into the White House, that one of the key people they invited to the White House, which most people didn't know, was a colonel that was one of the top colonels in the Chinese intelligence, military intelligence. Before that, you go back to George Herbert Walker Bush. Brother Steve Quayle interviewed Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb. Cohen told Steve that George Herbert Walker Bush gave the neutron bomb to the Red Chinese. Do you remember that he was the ambassador to the Red Chinese? And that also that allegedly his family started investing in factories and stuff and in and around the Shanghai area. I think at one time his brother owned part of the Shanghai Country Club, right? And racetrack and all of that. This has been going on a long time. The thousand points of light, the George Herbert Walker Bush, all of this people. This is Luciferian New World Order stuff, and now it's starting to come to fruition. We got Chinese troops in Canada, which we've seen video of that, but they've been there at various places for years. Do you remember when I talked about, we had information, Brother Quayle and from the MMV, that they ran on to Smokey trucks. You remember the Smokey trucks? Long time listeners? The Smokey trucks were encountered on the U.S. side of things, and they were big, big semi-trailer trucks with an extended portion, really long, maybe a double one, where they had the mobile crematory on them. And that they stopped a truck, got into a firefight, but they released some people who were still prisoners inside. And you remember I told you I had information that a lot of the homeless people were starting to disappear from out of the Illinois State Fairgrounds and all that stuff during their fair and all of that all over the United States, that you were seeing that these people were being picked up and experimented upon with biological weapons and other weapons. And now when they were done with them, and who was in the smoky trucks? Red Chinese. Red Chinese scientists. Possibly in collusion with some from America. But at least the Red Chinese were in them. And remember I told you that then they chased, there was another truck, and then they moved on up and they went across the border into Canada, not that far from Lethbridge. And I said that there was in Canada right there, there was a lager or a camp of Chinese assets, armor, and also these smoky trucks. This stuff has been going on. It's been happening. That doesn't negate or make it any less severe now. But I'm trying to tell you, I've been warning you about it with the force and behind me of the Lord Jesus and his Archangel Michael, who recruited me to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what's to come and how to possibly prepare. Well, now the time is about here. It's at hand. This thing is really starting to go down. Now, people don't believe it, but we're sitting here in a biological weapon pandemic, supposedly, that also was partially financed by Fauci and the National Institute of Health, Luciferian demonic scumbags, all right? We now got the the mRNA or whatever they call it, vaccine. And now we've got that vaccine and that offered hope. But when you start to look into it, it's going to alter DNA. There's the possibility that you can then be creating an organic chip, possibly with the luciferase in a scenario. There's also the possibility, as Brother Quayle has brought out, that we know that it has the stem line from a Caucasian male baby that was, got from the womb, all right? A fetus, they call it, right? And they took the stem line from that, but then there's also, Brother Quayle said, because of the extreme cold needed, high probability is that there's some fallen angel genetics involved and Genesis 6 giants type things involved, and that if they're with the Lucifer rays and that kind of a stuff, if that's part of the injection, then it can then form a possible then organic type chip, which would then become a mark of the beast. And they're already going with the cards, that you got to have a card. The next thing, it'll be the tattoo or these things. If they're injecting it, it's going to give a signal, which then would be possibly be able to be pulsed through electromagnetic pulsing to make you tap dance like the bull. That first, when they started doing the things, when the good old CIA and the DARPA and all the people, Jose Delgado, when he stopped the charging bull with the electromagnetic you know, implant, you know, and they zapped his brain and the bull stopped dead in its track. Or they could start the bull up in that essence, you know, if you want to do it that way. This whole CRISPR editing of the genes, all the stuff, the Red Chinese have had no impedance against doing any kind of a thing ethically. This vaccine, a lot of people are dropping from allergies, high anaphylactic shock, that kind of stuff. And meanwhile, China Joe, and Commissar Kamala, you got your COVID vaccine passport ready to go. So you can go on a trip to the Bahamas only to find, what do you find when you go to Freeport now? What do you find when you go all throughout the Caribbean? Brother Quayle's got an article up there, and thank you to my old Long Island buddy, who I believe sent that maybe to him. The Red Chinese are heavy into the Caribbean now. You know, 90-100 miles off the coast, they got troops. You got to also remember that the Panama Canal, the major way to get from the Atlantic to the Pacific in a shorter period of time, you know, that the Panama Canal is operated by Red Chinese Hutchison Whampoa, and that there's at least 120,000, last time I heard a few, that's been 10 years ago, 120,000 Red Chinese troops, canal workers in the canal zone. And heck, man, we used to own that thing because we built the Panama Canal, and I remember Bo Greitz telling me he operated out of there. That's where he was based out of. An old pineapple face and all that, and then the drugs and the whole nine yards. So now we're poised. We're at a precipice where the United States could be popped. Years ago, the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, told Brother Quayle that the United States was wide open back then. Front door, side doors, back doors, north, south, east, west, in space, up from the ocean, deep underground. All of it was wide open. Now, things have been done to a certain degree since then. But on the other hand, a lot of the things that are being done by compromised, bought and paid for Red Chinese money going into the Congress, going into down, it looks like, into the mayors and the county commissioners and the state legislators. They've also, you know, are going into probably into the schools and the teachers unions and the colleges, certainly. Do you know how many Chinese college students, university students, graduate and, you know, a bachelor's degree and master's, PhDs were here just at the time of the COVID or prior to it? 337,000 spies or potential spies. Now, why do I say that? Because you've got somebody who's being, their tuition's being paid. They bring them over here. They give them some ideas. They tell them what to study. A lot of it is science, you know. Physics and engineering and all kind of different stuff. Medicine, you know, all the different disciplines in the scientific world and technological world. Electrical engineers, all kind of stuff. so they can steal all of the things. The Houston, you know, consulate of the Red Chinese, they closed it because they were running thousands of spies out of it. You remember when we told you how they were blowing this chemical plant, blowing that refinery, all of the different things, and then right after that there would be one that would blow up over in China? And I talked to you about the tit-for-tat war ongoing. This war has been going on for some time, but now they've got China Joe. They got the man from China Joe World who his son was given the money, allegedly, and that money went to the big guy. So you've got, according to the Chinese, a takeover in a sense of the United States, but at the same time, they know that Trump could possibly go to war with them, so they are threatening us right now with takeover, and with high probability of people like Gavin Newsom, California Wonder Boy, and also you got people like the Georgia governor, you got people allegedly maybe like the Ohio governor, all right? And isn't it interesting that Bang Bang was going after an older mayor in, Ohio? And I don't think it was, somebody, because I, apparently, from what I've heard of some intercepts or something that, from the, stuff that they have, the FBI allegedly has on Swalwell, apparently he's saying, well, why in the heck are you going after him? I didn't think these, your speed or your style, like a jealousy. But I'm going to tell you, this guy, this Swalwell, is on the House Select Intelligence Committee. They go into the skip and they get all the hot dope. They get all the hot information and intel. Oh, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just like Lord Jesus has to say in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And, you know, it's interesting because you have two tracks on that, don't you? You have two tracks on that because in Luke 21, he tells you in there about who's going to betray you, all right? And he also tells you, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. You got quakes all up and down the West Coast. You got quakes starting in New Madrid area again. You got a wartime earthquake in Taiwan this morning or last night in a 6. I think it was like a 6.2 or something like that. So earthquakes in diverse places and famines. There's so many people out of work in the United States are stealing food. Where are they out of work? They're out of work in places primarily because of the demon commie rat governors who have stopped the economy with the COVID and never opened up at all. New York City is like Escape from New York. California has become an Escape from California. Escape from L.A. But I'm going to tell you, there's good people starting to stand up. There's good people in California who are not going to knuckle under. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. But here's what it says in Luke 21. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Hence, you've got like the Michigan state legislator telling any soldiers out there to go after the Trumpers, and that you know how to do it right, you know. Take them out. Take out the Trumpers. Well, like an old chips man. And I want to say a prayer right now. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to see Bob and Maggie? Will you go and see Bob? Will you give him, Lord Jesus, a medical miracle? Right now, Lord Jesus, we give him a medical miracle and get rid of the Lyme's disease and any other infirmity or infection or virus or bacterial or parasite in his system and restore him to health, Lord Jesus. Oh, and while I think about it too, there's a jarhead out there. Lord, go to Brother James. Go to Brother James, and he needs surgery, Lord Jesus. But you could, if you are able, if it's still possible, Lord Jesus, can you give him a medical miracle on his foot and restore him back to health? Help him with his foot, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Then the Nunamakers, the wonderful missionaries, they have a son who had a stroke. Lord, will you go to him right now? And you know where he's at. I'm not going to say where he's at, but he's in the United States. The son of the Nunamakers, of the wonderful refugees that over 50 years have been laboring in Asia for you and in France and in Asia. And now in Southeast Asia, where they have been training up the evangelists over there, training ministers. And then now many people that listen to this show have helped them to provide Bibles and songbooks to the mountain people of Indochine, okay, of Indochina. And there's a number of countries in there. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Burma, Myanmar, all the different places. And I've seen wonderful pictures of the pastors, the senior pastors, and the new pastors, and they're baptizing people. And these people are hungry for the Lord and his word, and they're getting the Bibles. They're so excited. And the songbooks in their language. So while the Nunamakers, and Lord, give them medical miracles as well, because they've had some challenges from all of this ministry going up against the devil, going up against Lucifer to spread the word to these people so hungry for Lord Jesus to spread the word. And these are people that in Vietnam have been tortured because they were Christian, who have been tortured because they may have helped the Americans to fight against the communists when they were there. And now, to all you Vietnam veterans out there, my one friend of the show who was on board the ship that basically was at the beginning of the Vietnam War, the Maddox, he said, I went thousands of miles away to fight the dadgum communists, and now those dadgum communists are in the president-elect seat. Those communists are in the vice president-elect seat. These communists are in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, and also involved with all of the banks, the big banks, the governors. Newsom allegedly sent $1 billion for personal protective gear. And allegedly that money was sent to China, but not a lot of the protective gear came over. But allegedly, certain amounts of money were put into bank accounts, numbered accounts, etc. Allegedly, so that he can spend $10,000 on wine at the French Laundry. Well, anyway, let me just say this to you. Let me go back to the Indochina and the wonderful work that's being done there. I'm seeing pictures of baptisms of pastors, smiling pastors, and one of the pastors has been tortured so many times and imprisoned so frequently that he still is a smiling pastor. Also, these Bibles and songbooks are going on up into the mountains, into a tribal leper colony even. It's really high up in the mountain jungles. And the Nunamakers have been working on this for years and years and years. They've been bringing all of this to fruition and training up the people. Here it says, as we at the end of the year 2020, we mark God's faithfulness in 50 years of ministry, the first 25 in Africa and France, the second 25 years in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Burma, Laos, Malaysia, Mongolia, Nepal. We've trained trainers in the Word of God, offering a biblical education to those who otherwise could not attain it. Our students are now ministering on their own, evangelizing, baptizing, planting churches, reaching for more souls than we ever could aspire to reach. You have helped us to give a cup of cold water to believers in distress, and also to distribute thousands and thousands of Bibles to persecuted mountain tribal believers. Thank you profoundly for your faithful help. May your Christmas and New Year be blessed. David Debbie Nunamaker. And Lord, let's continue this as we can. Anybody wants to help them out can send a check, money order, whatever, to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. And market Indochina Bible Project or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067 in the USA. And Lord, will you go to them and give each of them a medical miracle? And will you also, Lord, assist their son and give him a medical miracle on his stroke? I understand how that can go. I remember when I got hit by the helicopter at the end of my street. And Lord Jesus, you told me, run for the garage. You put it right in my mind. And I took off running in the right side of my body. And the helicopter was hovering over a tree 50 yards up the street at treetop level just above it. And it was over revving. And all of a sudden, I got hit with something. And I went in and I laid down on the floor and I went in and had, you know, strokes and that, and my right side of my body was numb. Half my body was numb for about 6 months. And then I've had other problems since then as well because of that starting there. And all because when you go to work for the CIC, the true CIC, Lord Jesus, we are in a war against Lucifer. We're in a war against them. There is a war on. And you strike blows against his enemies, and you go up against all the demons and all of his people and all of their henchmen that are in the government, in the military, the intelligence, in the scientific world, the medical world. the little Lord Bouncy Roys and all that stuff, you see? Well, let me tell you something. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things, all the things I also talked to you about, Luke 21 and Matthew 24, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to have to go through tribulations. You're going to have to go through all of this stuff. There's going to be a great loss of life on this planet. There's going to be a lot of loss of life to famines, pestilences, wars, earth changes, the quakes, all the stuff. And quakes can happen, but they can also be assisted or created by man and by also fallen angels. And I'm going to tell you, I sense more and more that the fallen angels, they've come back. A lot of them are here. You remember back when Greg Evenson was giving you information coming, they were coming into Antarctica back then. That's when Obama and the guy from Russia and all the different people went down to the quote-unquote Antarctica to see whatever was going on down there, you see. And I remember Greg telling you that they were opening up the deep underground channel from Antarctica up into South America. And then that was coming on up and coming on into North America. And that various Native American groups, Brother Quail can identify with this too, that they were all awaiting and looking for stuff to come through portals. They were the ones that were guarding some of the stargates and the portals and different things. And they were trying to see what's coming through, whether it be giants or fallen angels. Some of these tribes have guarded this stuff because that is the way that the fallen angels and the Genesis 6 giants, a lot of them used to travel. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is a time when you need to be really thinking about preparing. And you can give Christmas gift and you can have a nice, enjoyable Christmas if we possibly can. But we also may be at war. We've got people right now on alert. And it looks like we're ready to defend the coast of the United States. Or at least could be that some of them, China Joe and Commissar Kamala and the Gay Gatham, you know, Gavin the Glig, Gavin Gay, or whatever his name is in California. And old Como. Como said, we need to raise taxes in New York. Oh, yeah. Lock it all down. Lock it down. Georgia, you're going to lock it down. And then you got caught, didn't you? Going to lock it down, you know. And I'm going to tell you, don't expect that Mitch McConnell is the great marketing guru for bringing in money for the Republican senators in Georgia. Who's to say they ain't going to steal that? Because allegedly that governor down there may have had a little China activity. The Secretary of State may have had some China activity. With all the trade deficits we owe the Chinese, they bought our treasuries, all right? They take the treasuries, they trade them for real stuff, factories or raw material lands or, you know, mining concerns or investment in aerospace or more rare earths. Now, a large portion of our high technology depends on rare earths that China and Russia primarily control. South Africa also has some as well, but then South Africa is not necessarily in the camp of the United States anymore. We had to buy titanium from the Russians to make some of the stealth aircraft. They had to concoct ways and go through an entire intelligence operation to buy enough titanium to put it into some of our stealth aircraft. So I'm going to tell you, we're poised. Now, I've got some information as well, but it's hard for me to decipher completely because all I'm seeing is the pictures, but it looks like there's some kind of an area that's in the center of Arizona, Utah, Nevada, that kind of stuff there, that in the center of that, it's like any storms and stuff are being steered completely around it. And that there's deep underground up in there. I know that, I don't know if this is exactly where it's at, but thanks to the Swede who sent me this. Swede, give me some more data about the thing just in a plain actual, without just the pictures. Give me more of a basic rundown of what you're seeing and what's going on. But apparently there's something being steered around an area. Well, I remember one time in Arizona that it was snowing sideways, okay, heavy snow going sideways, and that there was also some people that were trying to get up by Payson. There was some secret mountain up in there that they were going up there to try to investigate that, and that seemed to emanate out of that area up in there. Some still say that some of the Lemurian crystals or giant crystals may be in the deep underground up around Sedona and that area up in there. And if the fallen angels are coming back, then that would be one of the old areas they would be in up in there. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is way beyond most people's comprehension. And I guarantee you that Brett Baer or this one, that one, and the other one don't know the difference, let alone, Rachel Maddow or somebody like that who's totally possessed. All I can tell you to do right now is that the first preparation is to get right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. You're backslid. You don't know where you're going. You feel your way beyond any redemption. Your redemption draws nigh, and you have a chance with the Lord Jesus. It's the best game in town. Go to John 14:10. Read that. Read all of the Matthews, the Lukes. Read the Gospels, okay? Read them to your children. Tell them that it's true and that it's real and that the promise is there for you if you have it or asking, and that anything like in 14, John 14, says anything that you ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, I will do, you know. You want to keep old Hawk up and working and running? I hope you do. Any assistance is most needed and wanted. Keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucys. Anything can be sent. Federal Reserve note. A little bit of silver, gold, a check, just fine. Send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all those who have sent something. I can't always get everybody's name out. I can say hello to all those in the Nut House. I can say hello to the Mars Hill Gang, to the B&E of B, to all the different good people, to my old worn soul drive buddies, to those out there in California, without giving away towns and stuff, but you know who you are, to all those people, people like the Big Mac, to the Buffalo Gals, to the Maine Maniacs, and there's one up there, a couple of them good ones up in there, you know. G, you know who you are. AS, you know who you are, but you might be down in another state, but you're originally a Maine Maniac. All the good people all over. Those who buzz on the South Carolina coast. Those who buzz on the South Carolina coast. Those up in the old highway and Nebraska in the corn areas, you know. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, I sit here tonight and I see that we're at the brink of war in the world and also in the brink of civil war. And this won't take too much to get started. But once the blood starts, it ain't going to stop till the Lord Jesus comes back. So I hope that you're going to prepare and keep methodically preparing, but step up the game a little bit. I'm going to tell you, I was led to bring it up, but then I decided, well, now I'm not going to bring it up. But I'm going to tell you what. The Chinese don't have to use fission weapons. They can use electromagnetic pulse weapons, or they can use a neutron bomb. A neutron bomb does not destroy the buildings or the fields. It kills people, okay? George Herbert Walker Bush, Poppy Bush, gave that to the Red Chinese. From what I understand, he let him right into Lawrence Livermore back then. Billy Clinton let him into Lawrence Livermore when he gave the Red Chinese all of their trajectory stuff to make their missiles and their space shots go right. That was gave him basically the GPS and stuff too, all of that, when that was the new thing and the founding thing, you see. So we've got all kind of quakes going on. We've got all the stuff that's right out of Matthew 24 and out of Luke 21. So the answer to that is Lord Jesus, all right, our Father in heaven. And get right with them as I've told you and instructed you how to do it. The other answer is Matthew 25, which is the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, the lamp and the lamp oil. That means you got to prepare. And when you say lamps and lamp oil, you should think literally about that, because when the power grid goes down in the United States, it will not come back up for over a year. At 18 months was the date prior to that. And that was in a different world. Because the transformers and the heavy stuff to boot up a grid again are not made in the United States. They were mostly made in China or in Germany or Switzerland. A certain amount of equipment is stored, but when the power grid goes down, you'd better have some old Dietz lanterns or Petromax lanterns or oil lamps, and you better have lamp oil in sufficient quantity to light your way at night. So you can stay in the game. So I'm going to tell you, if you got no power grid, you better have some alternatives to that. If the sun is still shining, I know that Harbor Freight had a coupon for their 100-watt solar panel setup that I've talked to you about before. That's got the little charge controller. They had a coupon for, I think, $169, $170. That will charge a battery. You can use the battery to charge inverters and other battery chargers, or to keep your RV going, or to put it out and then to use the inverter that you've charged, or the battery jump starter you've charged to power other things, and you keep it going. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you can calculate out a Dietz lantern, how many hours of fuel in a lantern, how long it will burn, the number of hours you calculate, the number of hours in a year that you want to have light at night. What is it, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours a night? So that you can see without necessarily having the fire. But you may also have to have the fire as well. I'm going to tell you, it's hard to have enough electricity to run an electric furnace or air conditioner. So don't go into their Luciferian knife now to fight. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus against the evil. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women, father, use your high technology tonight to strike blow against those enemies of the United States and those enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bad niggering, ready. Nicky LaFleur, baby, sneak dialed in. Squeeze and trigger note. Go road track. And deal. Take care of mama while daddy is out on the road. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. And the Lord gives us an opportunity to prepare.